Hi everyone, this is Brad at High Five Vibes, and I just wanted to welcome you to my second episode. Today I wanted to talk about what it takes to change your mind from a victim mentality or something that's focused on pain to living a life that's full of positivity. Now this is something that's really close to me because I grew up in a very toxic household. You know, my stepdad was abusive, and the people around me didn't know how to defend themselves. And so we always grew up thinking that we always had to protect ourselves or defend ourselves from the rest of the world, and that the world was really harsh and out to get you. And all these other things that led to just a lot of depression, a lot of erratic emotions, and just a lot of dysfunctional thinking and a lot of dysfunctional ways of being. And I still see that to some degree in my family and even in myself at times if I'm not paying attention to it. And the thing is that this is actually pretty common for a lot of people. You know, Tony Robbins talks about this a lot when he says that our brains are wired actually to focus on pain so that we can avoid it. Because when you're surviving or trying to survive in the wilderness or in the jungle, however many years ago, that you really want to avoid the things that are going to hurt you. And that makes a lot of sense. But life has changed. And unfortunately, our brains have not. Our brains are still wired to focus on the pain so that we can avoid it. The thing is that once we focus on it, we can lose sight of the positive things in life. We can lose sight of the things that make us happy. And we start to develop this view that life is only full of pain. And so we get into these other types of mindsets that come out of that as a result that say, okay, if life is full of pain and life's not fair and life is harsh and you know, everyone's out to get me and all this other stuff. And it just leads to a really unhappy and unfulfilled life. And the more you do it, the longer it goes unchecked, the more bad habits you get into. But there is a way to stop that. You just have to literally start focusing on the positive things, because bad things happen to everyone, or things that annoy us happen to everyone. It doesn't really matter. You just have to focus on the things that make you feel good, like accomplishments or goals or getting a new car or painting something or creating something or seeking adventure or travel, anything that's positive in life, whether, you know, it's a smile from a newborn baby or whether it's, you know, a beautiful flower that just grew up in your backyard or whatever it is. Or maybe it's even something even more simple, like the sound of rain on a rainy night. Whatever it is that makes you happy, that's what you have to go with. And then you have to build that momentum to keep that going. And then after a while, after enough of this focusing on that positive, you just get into the routine of doing that, and your life starts to change because you see that life is not full of pain. It's also full of beauty. It's full of pleasure. It's full of joy, and it's full of all these really wonderful, exciting things that you just have to train your mind to see. And that is one of the best things that you can do for yourself, because then you also start to see when other people around you are focusing on pain, and you can cut off that communication or change the dynamic so that they can focus on the beautiful things around them as well. It's a really wonderful routine and habit to get into, and I encourage everyone to do that. Well, that's all for me today. I want to thank you all for listening to a few minutes of this podcast, and I wish all of you a wonderful and blessed day.